Zakhar. Okay, relationship with non-Muslim friends, what's the best way to deal with them? What's the best way to interact with them, Shaykh?
I always like to quote this reference from Surah Al-Mumtahina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah does not forbid you from being kind and gentle, from dealing nicely with non-Muslims, as long as they did not fight against you on account of your religion, nor kicked you out of your homes on account of your religion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are equitable. We're commanded to be nice to everyone as long as they do not declare a war against us, as long as they do not ridicule our religion, our principles, our prophet, or our God. But if the case is different, that they do anything to hurt us with regards to our religion, then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وماله وولده والناس أجمعين. You should give precedence to the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Allah over all things, not just your friends and colleagues, but your own self, your wife, your children, and your business. So people who are modest, they're non-Muslims, they don't believe in our religion, they don't comply with the teaching of our Islam, they don't believe in the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they're peaceful people. They do not declare or wage a war against us. They do not hurt our feelings. So it's okay to deal with them with kindness. And I think we have enough records in the history and the biography of the Prophet ﷺ that shows us how he treated the Jews in Al-Madinah. Mm-hmm. Until they started, and Nabi ﷺ did not exile any of the Jews out of Al-Madinah until they started once when one of them uncovered the awrah of a Muslim woman. Then second, when they tried to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ, why he was very gentle and kind and nice to them. And he even made treaties agreement that they protect one another, they support one another, they live peacefully in the same city, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to deal with them selling and buying, and there is no problem with that. But only those who oppose us, إِنَّمَا نَهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ. Either directly or indirectly, those who forced you out of your homes, those who fight against you on account of your religion, in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept that you take them as allies or as friends or as intimate friends or beloved ones, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love them.
Jazakallah khair.